All right, Tim. Well, I appreciate the quick little QSO. And, yeah, that is the code flood thing is something I definitely would love to get figured out. And that's actually kind of an easy one because I just need to add a page and then just attach a bunch of stuff to it. The biggest thing would be, and if you want to help me with this, if you could, like, I need to gather all the code plugs and maybe drop them in the IT folder, and then I'll just be able to put them. What I want to do is link it to the SharePoint so that if that code plug updates, we don't have to update the website. It's always going to pull from that IT folder. So, you know, if that code plug gets, you know, another repeater in like St. Clair added, then we just need to replace the, as long as it has the same name, replace the code plug in the SharePoint, and the website will start pulling from the new code plug. So, yeah, that's really the only thing I need is to collect all of them and then put them in a repository for me to host on the website. But that will be easy. But I'll let you go. KEAWUO. I will be clear, but monitoring. 73.